Minalf Beis by the run on the Gemara. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom. The action Itayim Osir Begadalim. Shem the dog Godol Mashma means one fish which is sold by itself. It's large enough and sold by itself. Shem Imker Bekne Atzmai. Rishalmi refers to Chol Dag Shupachas Militra Katan Mikri. So the Rishalmi gives a shear for it. If it weighs less than a litra, I guess a pound, it's called a cotton meal, but you're going to call it the Yamakimus. But really, that would really depend how people use that, the local language. However, if he says, Dagosh and Itoyim is also Bektanim, Dag Dagosh, Itoyim also Bain Bekdalim, Bain Bektanim. The Latema, the Kiddush is, the Maharahu de Kahadr Bay. Maybe he's retracting. The mekor of the boy, the mason nafshe begedolim, amr dag. B'sof harder beib amr daga. K'mashlon d'loy amr hachi elam mekulo also nafshe. So we say no. The chiddush is he doesn't mean to retract. He means he's also both in dag and daga. Okay. So the Morris says, so where do you get this word, the dog is gadol? Because it says, by if you say it's by your name, it says dog, it also says dog. So Morris says, no, that's not a problem, because Dilma Paltek dog gadol, Balek dog cotton. Balagav dahun nami, the Balek besoif gadol militra hoja. So according to the Yishami's criteria, that anything less than a litra is called cotton. This fish that is large enough to swallow him obviously is way beyond that. But nikrakatan bericharishans, the usage of the word daga is meaning katan makes sense in the sense that it's compared to the first one, it's small. Okay. So that the Mor says that's not a problem. The Mor says Alhadagasha Bayar Mesu Katani Mesu Gudalam La Mesu. The pasuk says in Mitzrayim that the fish died. It meant only the small fish. But to me, like even Shayor Nepach Ladam, Vadi Mesul Hu Ben Gedolim Ben Katanim. Gemara says that Daga in the Torah means Gedolim Ben Katanim. B'Lashem Le'Adam it means Katanim. Okay, Zok to Gemara. Three lines up. So one of you says not the word tzachan, he says the word tzichin. What's the luck over there? The word says it stands as a shayla. What's the shayla? What does this word tzichin mean? They were saying murder in the Mishnah is mutter in Sirin Murius. Maybe this is also in Sir, maybe the word tzichin is also in Sir and Murgis. Okay. Zotaran, the real tzichin mai, me mitzvah b'tzir b'murgis or loy. Maybe he's also in Sir and Murgis in this case. Why? The Dushum Haki Mikro Dagim Ktanim Tivushim Tzachano, so the fish is referred to as Tzachano. They said, "Sir, Yotzim Hem Reichu Noidev." They have a strong, strong smell. Miloshen Batal Tzachan Asoy. The bad smell went up. Miboyle Yomer Tzichin Demasher Ribuya. So he says now the word Tzichin, which is like a plural, it's not just the Tzachan itself, but it's Yomer the other things that go with it as well. Shemachim. Okay. So the Mishnah. Another min a cholov, person who answers himself in cholov, is mutter bekum. Is mutter to the way is mutter. If they would separate out the water, the liquid out of the milk, that's mutter. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Minakum is Mutzah Becholov. Abashalom Rehanardim in a Gavino Oser Boabain Melucha. Now the Yeshua should be trailed with a tov, whether it's been salted or not. Okay. Hanardim in a Boser. Mutzah Beroitev of Bekipa. So when he answers Basar, so he's mutter, the gravy is mutter, and even the kippah, which is little pieces which of like meaty stuff which falls to the bottom of the pot, it's not what a person means when he says Basar. Yehuda Oyser. Yehuda says no, that it's Oyser. Rabbi Huda, Maisa, the Oster Leinu, Rabbi Tarfin,
salted.
Yeah, Rabbi Tarfin, Oster Beim, takes off the bays. Shenis Bashlo Imai. So, it absorbs the flavor of the Basar. So it absorbs the flavor of the Basar, so the Reitiv and the Kippa should also be Asur. Some are like Kenadavar. That's true that was the story of the Tarfin, but that was a different case. Emesai, Bisman Shomer, Basar Zeh Alai. So he didn't answer meat, he answered this specific piece of meat. So when he answers a specific piece of meat, so then the time of the meat is also answered. When he says meat, he means the meat and not the other things. When he says Basar Zeh, he's putting an Isser on a specific item. So yeah, so now there's a lachas of Blias. Shenarim in Adavar, Minitzar Ba'achar, in Yeshua Minas in Tam, Osir. Once you ask for a specific item, as long as it puts its flavor into something else, it's going to be osur. Hanadim in a yayin, mutter betav shal sheyesh bo yayin, yesh bo tam yayin. So even though you can taste the wine, but he meant wine. Omer kadam yayin zeh shani toyim. So the same idea. Once you're asking a specific item, so that will become bottle. But if it's still, you can still taste it. It's not bottle. Excuse me. Got the round, a lot of round over here. Another minute call of Mutabakum, back in an alpha base, three lines in the bottom. Kumano Maima Yotimina call of, that's the liquid, the water which comes out. We currently see Ru. Rosi Oyster, Gemur Mafarish time up. So the Moor is going to grapple with, is it because they hold that the shame of the milk goes on every part of it also, or because it has the flavor of the milk, that's going to be the shalom of the Gemara, or if that's how people talk, fine. Minakum, what the bechalav the fumlish of the mesnisin, mashr b'yosi nami moed b'ha'at, miyubu b'rais the Gemara poli. The simple reading over here sounds like that the b'yosi would agree to this case. But we'll see a little more that he argues in this case also. So if you look at the note, the bottom it says we don't have such a brisa that the Ron's quoting. And there have been a gemina osir bein melucha bein tefela. But him and nation roiv a gemina melucha is hein stama melucha mashma. When he said gemina, he meant a salted cheese, because that was the standard. Mashmalon that even an unsalted is included. What's the beretim of a kippa? Kippa hanu dak dak shal basar shal yared the shalek. There are little pieces of meat which fall off to the bottom, are called kippa. Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Basar Leinu. The sailor Biosi Maisi Hak Uvda. It sounds like the run of the Girsa in the first line. It was the Biosi Oyser. And Rabbi Yehuda says Maisa Ba'asar Aleinu. So Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a riot to prove Rabbi Yosi. Amarloi, Bala Machlutish Shal Rabbi Yosi. The Chomer answered back, Kena Dabra Kemar Shatomei. It is true that that's what Reb Tarfon did. Abul Ein Zuraya, but that's not relevant to our discussion. Shle Osir Reb Tarfon El Bezman Shomer Baser Zeh Alai. Kima Dabra Zeh. Once he says this specific piece, Shabi Anav Shechaticha Di Sura, makes that piece an item of Isser, and therefore for Osir Beyotzi Bimenu. Now he becomes Osir in the flavor which comes out. When a person says a specific item, so if you can still taste the item of Isser, it's going to be Osir. Okay, now the Ron enters into a question. And takes a little bit of time to work through this question. The Kashul Rabus is out. So my Rebbeim have a question. The Hecher Minun, how do we say over here, the Im Yeshwe Menos and Tam Osir, the Mashem Ha'emba Menos and Tam Mutter? You're saying the deed over here sounds like if it's aimed by Benos and Tam, it cannot be tasted, it's mutter. I on the door and double sheesh the matirin who communal the kamam and parak and other minayorik. There's a way to get a heter to the dorm. So double sheesh the matirin is either because it's a time bound isser, which after the time passes it'll become mutter.
Yes.
Or because there's a way to be matir, and therefore it's double sheesh the matirin. It's something which can go through a process and become mutter. It's a mitzvah because in general keeping the dorm, the chomim discouraged people making the dorm and keeping the dorm. It's better that you should be matter than neder. Mirav Nosen. The Kaimalon, the Choldor Mashiach Shematir, Phil Be'alaf Le'Botel. So it should be Phil Be'alaf Le'Botel. It's a house of Shaykh Bittel over here. It's a Dabashiach Shematir. Now, Rashi in the Be'ah, when he discusses the idea of Dabashiach Shematir, over there talking about Be'ah Shanol to be Yomtiv, so tomorrow it'll be Mutter. After Yomtiv is over, it's Mutter to eat the egg. So the egg, even though it gets mixed in many Phil Be'alaf, the egg is not bottle. That's the Rashi says, Shasha Taklana Bisha Taklana Beheta. So the logic behind the Rashi Matirin, the simple understanding is that even using the concept of bittul is a form of allowing an isser. But I have a better idea. Wait till tomorrow. You don't have to, it's not an isser at all. So why should I rely on bittul when I can eat it totally beheta? The Ron's gonna understand it differently. To answer this kasha of the Ram is going to introduce a new idea of behind Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin and why Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not Baltal. Okay. V'yesh Loimar. T'chir Minin Afilu Be'elef Le Baltal Hani Mili Min B'minoy. So that which you say Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not Baltal, it's only a case of min b'minoy. Avohaka kiktoni b'nisar ba'acher sheino minu. It's only a case of it's not minoy. It's not the same item. The example which the retirement case was eggs which were mixed, were cooked together with the meat. So the meat is the meat, and eggs are different min, and. And the flavor of the meat went into the eggs. So saying, since it can taste it, it's also. If you can't taste it, it's mutter. So it's a min v'shein minah, the flavor of the meat into the eggs. But the din of Phil Be'alaf Le'Botel is a case of min b'minoy. V'chol shein minoy, Phil Be'alaf Le'Botel, matirin b'noy sintam. Okay. Zotaran, where do we see this? V'hanat etnan, v'shad eskala, the fascinating din over there, that the relationship between rice, or whatever Ori says, let's assume it's rice, with the minimum, which are chayiv and chala, the five species, which are chayiv and have a din of chametz, etc. So, Mishnah says, noisin saor, you take a sourdough, mi'isis chitin, l'soch isis ha'oris. So, if you put the saor of chitin into a flour, into a rice dough, so if you can taste the flavor of the chitim in the products, it's chayav and chala, v'imlav it's potter. Okay, so it depends on the flavor. In Cain, the Mishnah says, "Lama Omru Tevel Oisir B'Kol Shehu." Where does it apply? The rule of Tevel make something Oisir B'Kol Shehu. B'Minoy, that's Tevel into grain into grain. One is Tevel, one is not. But over here, Shlom B'Minoy is B'Minoy Sintam. Now, the table is double shesh of a tyrant because you just take up chuman, it's no longer osir. So, the table is clearly double shesh of a tyrant. Phil Haki Tani, the Shlomo Minoy, Benos and Tab. So, you see this rule again. Now, he's going to explain the logic behind it later on in the run. But right now, he's just proving the point. So the Yerushalmi is clearly differentiating between the case of min v'minoy and min b'shein v'minoy. B'chol she'elo material, gan shuma, etc. Min v'minoy, Yerushalmi v'minoy, b'minoy sintam. Then halon the dori ma at avad loin. So the Yerushalmi continues and says, so how do you deal with a netter? Kedavah she'esha material or kedavah she'elo material? Okay, so we know that the difference in kedavah she'esha material and kedavah she'elo material, netter, what's its status? Mistabra Madina and Kedavah Sheish Lamatirin. Nitnino Tamon Shazok and Oiker had never made Korah. You can be totally matter it. When you matter netter, it's totally removed. The Rishami the question, what was Nisa of the law in Kedavah Sheish Lamatirin? The tinnin shahadoidim in adaber when yitzar v'acher im yesh b'minos etam osir. So the Mishnah seems to say that it's always told in osir etam. That's like some davar shein lo matirin. So the Yerushalmi answers Tifter will explain the case of the Mishnah. Pisrin of a chaloyim, you'll explain it. That's the Yerushalmi uses lashon b'min b'shein or minoy. So the case of the Mishnah was the min b'shein minoy. Because we deal with the davar sheyesh lo material. Nonetheless, why does he say sheyesh lo material? I don't know what's wrong with that. Sounds like it's
a hados. Says tzarich lomar she'ein.
Yeah, I don't know why sheyesh lo material makes sense. We're dealing with another double material, but so the reason why it's both double nice and time because it's a case of midrash and minoy. And what's the problem with the gears that we have is right. The reason before is commercial ksav knew that the case of Mishnah is a case of in Mishnah Minoy. The really netter is a double sheish lo matirin. But the case of the Mishnah that it's been listed to Tom is a case of in Mishnah Minoy. Okay. The Fikach, because of this understanding of how to answer the Mishnah, Hitchul Rav Ilfus Zal Shekos Milchos and Perikid of Nosha. I'm sorry. In Parashat Foim, it's Libetaner. So you baked bread together with something roasting, meat roasting in the Taner. So it doesn't. There's no belias, the actual item, but it absorbs the smell. The Rif says the Mai the Minan the Osel Achlo Kutach. You can't eat the bread with Kutach. Kutach is a milchik dip. Oh my God, the Kaima Lon the Rechala Milsehi. Even though we have a rule of Rechala Milsehi, that just the smell is not significant. So why is it also to eat it with kutav? It's rechala milsehi. So on the time of mishum, the hari darish yeser atir, the motzi lemechle behari bisra. You have a way to eat it beheter. So why should you eat it bisra with the milk? Why eat it with the meat? Shemach feel a belly. Both way the word is out. Now. So that's what the Rif said. Zokteran, Amal Sirle, Zala Philo Shlomimino, Ele Botel. You talk about Sli into bread. Sli into bread should be totally in Tom. So how is he applying the din of Philo Balafle Botel to the case of Sli into bread? The answer can't. That application doesn't. It can't be. The commercial itself. The Marias Brewers. Okay, so that's the kasha. The Omru. They suggest the following answer. She'efshar she'samach harav zal. Maybe the Rif is relying on oisah she'omru perak mishilin. There's a brisa in a Gemara over there in Beya. So this over there is tchum, and the person's making a dough out of some of the ingredients are from her friend, and they have a different tchum. So the luck is that the items of the person have the same tchum as the person. It's possible two people can have a different tchum. They start from different cities, and they have an overlap. They met in the middle, so it's yomtiv. They can carry. So they met in the middle. But now the woman A wants to take the dough that she made back to her tchum, back to her city, but it's ingredients from woman B from the other city, so which is also to take it beyond its tchum. She borrowed water and salt to make her dough, so she gave the flour, the other person gave the water and the salt. So the luck is that the dough which is produced, or the bread which is produced, have the chumra of the chumra of both of them. They can't go beyond either chum. The water and the salt should be bottled into the Isa. So not bottle because Dabashesh Matirin. Alma Filo Shlabimino Le Bottle over there it's Shlabimino. So that would be a source for the Rif. It's not gonna, we'll have to answer our questions, but we have a source for the Rif. So the Ran, no. If that's the source, that's not. This, you don't have to discuss that case. Okay. Well, my melech gabi isa min mishenu minoi. Who? Fil haki yoyv time. Haki yoyv time. And mishum nabi b'shesh matir and alma filu shlomi minoi li bottle. Even holo area. The shani my melech kim in the isa loy misav the ella behu. Kamin b'min or dami. An essential ingredient has a number of min b'minoi, has a din of min b'minoi, even though it's suited for minim, but it's not that. We said that the min is the isa, and the wine b'melach are foreign ingredients. That's what isa is. It's flour and water, and you need the flavor of the salt as well. So that's how you make a dough. That's called min b'minoi. Teira the min b'reish mai. The Hassam, because earlier in that sugya, Kimakshin and Libato, Maim Melch Gabi Isa, Ishmidin Abito, Amalhu Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba said back to the question that the root of this issue over here, Lachar, is a bilis issue. It's not an Isser issue. I own some and you own some. So what you're asking me is let the ownership of the water and the salt be bottled into the owner of the wheat. That's what you're asking me, really. Samela, there's no dinner of tumma that because it doesn't belong to her anymore. So what you're saying is the following. So Reuven owns a kav of chitim and Shimon owns 10 kav of chitim. So according to your thought process, if Reuven's kav gets mixed into Shimon, so Shimon says, listen, 10 to 1, your stuff is bottled, it's all mine. What happened to your bailus? That's what you're saying. That's your question. What happened to my bailus? So that's Rababa says that the question was not a correct question. The Mor says, Rachichu Alei, they laughed at his answer. Yerchol Halav V'Chadi, the other person should eat and laugh and have a good time. That the owner of the 10 should have a good time, be Mavato, the ownership of the one. The Omer Rebbe Oshia, the Shabbat Ovid the Chichu Alei, that the laughing at Rababa was right. Why? Because my shno achitim b'sarim zloy kamer luhu. Rabbi Abba, when he asked this question, he didn't ask him a case of achitim and sarim. Why? Because even Rabbi Abba is moide to have a min b'shen aminoi ubotol chit botol. So it means even Rabbi Abba agrees that if Reuven has 10 kaben of sarim and Shimon has one of chitim and they mix in, if it gets to the point where it's not tasted, it's bottle and you lose your bailus. So if you agree to that, then chitim chitim nami lir Yehuda chuzaloi bottle rabbanon bottle. So min b'minoi, so Yehuda holds min b'minoi bottle, the chama min b'minoi is also bottle. So the same way Mimish and Amino's bottle, Samib Amino's bottle. So that's Rivoshia's saying, if you hold it, it's not Shai Bittel on Mominus, so why do you have a case of Min Minoi? Say a much better case, Min Mishen Minoi, which we know Bittel always works with Min Mishen Minoi, and argue that it's not Bottle. Apparently, you are minor that it's Bottle in the case, so then Min Minoi is also Bottle. Who knows Min Minoi Bottle? The Chamahot Min Minoi is Bottle. So that's the Kash, that's what Rivoshia is saying. Now, Rav Abba, at first glance, is arguing a very good argument. They're laughing at Rav Abba. They hold that Rav Abba's question is ridiculous. They laughed at him. It's a stupid question. Rav Abba said, they're right. It is a stupid question. Why is it a stupid question? It's a good question. He says, because Rav Abba himself apparently doesn't hold like what he's saying. Because if he held his argument is true, that money can't be bought, ownership is not bought, so why do you discuss a case of min b'minoi? Discuss a case of min b'she'en minoi. Min b'she'en minoi, everybody agrees normally is bought, by Yisurim it's bought. And Rabbi should say, yeah, by Yisurim it's bought, but by money it's not. By ownership it's not. But he didn't ask him a case of min b'she'en minoi. It means even Rabbi agrees by min b'she'en minoi, it is bought, even though there's ownership. Okay? So why do you think min b'minoi is different? Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is loy batal. The Chama min b'mino is batal. So it's to be the same thing. So Rabbi Abba himself didn't ask correctly. Guess what Rabbi Yehuda says? I mean, come Rabbi Yehuda haki, like come Hamayim Melech, like Rabbi Isa, Kitim Misarim Hu. Rabbi Yehuda should have said a better, you know, when Rabbi Yehuda is arguing his argument, he should have ended his thought differently. He should have said like this: you're asking from, we're discussing Mayim Melech in regards to a dough that's much more comparable to Chitim and Tzarim than it's to Chitim and Chitim. That's what he should have said. He could have said, but he didn't say that. Right? There was Rabbi Abba. We're discussing case of X. Rabbi Abba says, well, it's like Chitim and Chitim. No, it's not. It's like Chitim and Sardim. And you were somewhere more about Chitim and Sardim. Right? That's, Rabbi Moshe could have said that. He didn't say that. Why not? Look, Rabbi Hamayim Melech Gabi Isab Chitim and Sardim, who was from Minor, the Chitim and Chitim equal to Muye, the Fishi Yavshal Isab Loy Maim and Melech. Elo Dere Rishon himself. So they say, you see that, no, that you deal with Maim. You deal with essential ingredients as being min b'minoy. So therefore Rav Abba's comparison to b'chitim is correct. Just they're arguing that the whole thought process is wrong. Okay, that's how the Rishonim, other Rishonim learned, and so therefore the riff is, they have the cash on the riff. So the Ran, I hold that the riff is right. Now we have to differentiate between the Gemaras, and that will be for tomorrow.